programa de clases de inglés. Aquí convives durante 5 días con tus profesores Vaughan. Si quieres que tu inglés dé un salto de calidad brutal en un tiempo récord, pregunta por nuestros intensivos residenciales en el 91-133-5833. También disponible en versión fin de semana. Infórmate en el 91-133-5833.
I was sitting in this coffee house, and this old man at the table next to me struck up a conversation.
He said you had an amazing story.
Aprende inglés con una colección de películas que hemos realizado con la colaboración de 20th Century Fox. Una serie de películas para que trabajes el inglés mientras te entretienes. Disfruta del inglés, del mejor cine, en tu delegación más cercana o en vaughantienda.com. Ahora por compras superiores a 30 euros, envío gratis.
No excuses.
Good morning, welcome to No Excuses. And this morning we have Annette, Marisa, Sylvia, who just gave me a beautiful book.
Thank you.
Of the poems of a man called Patrick Kavanagh, and it's translated into Spanish. And he a lot of Irish people would either never have read him or they wouldn't like him because it's very, very intense. But it was my father's favourite poet. And we have Julia. This is her first day on the radio.
Hi.
How are you?
Nervous.
Okay, you'll be fine. And we have Ainhoa. How are you? Ainara. I'm so sorry. That's the second week in a row. My apologies.
Okay, we have a third name for Ainara. Which one?
Nayara. Yes. I called her Nayara.
So Ainhoa, Nayara and Ainara, which is your real name. So I apologize.
It's okay. Don't worry.
Okay, so we get straight to work with a question mix from English or Clock. Here we go. Do famous people have a lot of money?
Yes, they do.
Very good. Ask me if I sometimes eat at 2 a.m. Ask me if I sometimes eat at 2 a.m.
Do you sometimes eat at 2 p.m.?
A.m.
A.m.?
Yeah. Ask me again.
Do you sometimes eat at...
Oh, careful of the M. Sometimes.
Do you sometimes eat at 2 p.m.? 2 a.m.?
Yes, one more time.
Do you sometimes eat at 8 p.m.?
Do you sometimes eat at 2 a.m.?
Do you sometimes eat at 2 a.m.?
Almost now. Sometimes with the M. Sometimes.
Do you sometimes eat...
Now close your mouth with the time. Sometimes.
Do you sometimes eat at 2 p.m.? 2 a.m.?
Now try it.
Do you sometimes eat at 2 a.m.?
Do you sometimes eat at 2 a.m.?
Yes, I do. Ask me how long this show lasts.
How long does this show last?
Good again.
How long does this show last?
One more time, it's no eh.
How long does this show last?
Perfect. It lasts an hour. Do you like to spend time with friends?
Yes, I like to spend time...
You can give me a short answer.
Yes, I do.
Very good. Are you learning English?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Am I teaching you quickly or slowly?
You are teaching slowly.
Very good. Do you know how many teeth an adult has?
Yes, I do.
And tell us.
An adult has 32 teeth.
Good. Again.
An adult has 32 teeth.
Good. Who likes to spend time with their family, you or me?
Both of us.
Very good. Are you going to bed early tonight?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Will I get fat if I eat too much? Give me a short answer.
Yes, you will get fat if you...
Short answer.
You will.
So yes, you will.
Yes, you will.
Very good. Are there too many pigeons in Madrid?
Yes, there are.
Very good. Ask me if I frequently have problems with pigeons.
Do you frequently have problems with pigeons?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Did they shit on you?
I'm very surprised to hear you use that word. Yes.
Can you say that word? It's too wrong. Yeah. It's too hard.
You could say, did they...
Poo.
Poo on you. Uh-huh, software, correct. Okay. Yeah. Now, once this year, But 2 years ago, six times in 1 year.
Oh.
And then people say, oh, it's good luck. No,
before,
it's not.
Yeah. Before coming to work.
Two or three times before coming to work and two or three times on the way home.
Oh. Yeah.
And so it costs a fortune in dry cleaning.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
And you have to get it cleaned on the same day because
yes.
yeah. it's very acidic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very...
yeah. And then I see people feeding the pigeons and I say, no, stop. Stop. Am I drinking a milkshake?
No, you aren't.
Very good. How often do you listen to jazz?
I listen to jazz once a month.
Very good. Do you like all kinds of music? Give me a short answer.
It depends on my mood.
Okay, very good. Very good. All right. What's your favorite kind of music?
Classical music.
Very good. My favorite kind of music?
My favorite kind of music is classical music.
Good. Now, with favorite, you can use two syllables. Favorite.
My favorite kind of music is classical music.
Very good. How many meals a day do you eat?
I have 3 meals a day.
Very good. Do you eat enough fruit?
Yes, I do.
Can you drive a tractor?
No, I can't.
Very good. Are you going to Barcelona tomorrow?
No, I won't.
No, are you going to Barcelona tomorrow?
No, I'm not going.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. Very good. Will you use an umbrella if it rains?
Yes, I will.
Very good. I have a lot of good people in my life, and you?
Me too.
Very good. Who likes being late, you or me?
Neither of us.
Very good. Very important, yeah. Do you try to be on time?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Am I giving something to you?
No, you're not.
Yep. No, you're not. Very good. Say it again.
No, you're not.
Very good. Are you taking something from me?
No, I'm not.
Now, pronounce the M a little better.
No, I'm not.
Very good. Do you enjoy watching documentaries?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Do you prefer documentaries or rom-coms? Do you know what a rom-com is?
No, I don't. Common...
Romantic. Romantic comedies.
Romantic comedies. So we say rom-coms. Yeah. Or sometimes, now I could get in trouble for saying this, we call them chick flicks.
Chick
what are chick flicks?
Well, I prefer... Which
rom-coms.
One? No, which is the first?
Chick flicks.
No.
Romantic comedies.
No, but you...
Ah, sorry, documentaries.
Yeah. I prefer documentaries if it's because the other one are too chick...
Flick. Yeah, but why are they called chick flicks?
Chick flicks.
Why? What are the flicks?
Yeah.
The flicks is a slang word for the movies. Because the sound of the old camera would go... So they're called chick flicks. They're the kind of thing when you have a girlfriend and she says, let's go to the cinema. And you say, I want to see the film about the Second World War. And she says, no, I want to see the chick flick. Do you have breakfast before or after noon?
I have breakfast before afternoon.
No, do you have breakfast before or after noon?
Yes, I have breakfast before noon.
Very good. Ask her what she has for breakfast.
What do you have for breakfast?
I have a piece of toast and a coffee.
Very good. Ask me what I had for breakfast this morning.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had some pineapple and some coffee, which is maybe a strange combination. But actually, it goes well. Ask me if I like banana with coffee.
Do you like banana with coffee?
Yeah, I love banana with coffee.
Oh, you are very strange with your meals.
Yeah, well, I'm a giri, so we're allowed. We're allowed. Let's go to do some vocabulary. All right. Okay, here we go. Un reto o desafío?
A challenge.
Very good. Campeón?
Champion.
Very good. Crisis?
Crisis.
Very good. Multitud?
Crowd.
Very good. Exigente?
Demanding.
Bastante?
Quite.
Good. Another way of saying it, with the letter F. We use this a lot in Ireland. Como es bastante grande?
Fairly.
Yes. Yeah, we use that a lot in Ireland. It's fairly big. Moda?
Fashion.
Very good. Pelea o lucha?
Fight.
Combustible?
Oil.
Now, in a general, there's a word that begins with F that describes all of those.
Fuel.
Fuel. Yes. Say it again.
Fuel.
Fuel. Very good. An idiota?
Idiot.
There's another word with F. O un tonto?
Fool. Fool. No. Fool.
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 Yeah.
Fool.
So fuel and fool. Yeah. Hecho a mano.
Handmade.
Good. Pronounce the D a bit stronger.
Handmade.
Good. Gradualmente.
Gradually.
Very good. Importador.
Importer.
Good. Incentivo. Very similar in English.
Incentive?
Yep. Lógico.
Logical.
Motivado.
Motivated.
And spell it?
M-O-T-I-V-A-T-E-D.
Excellent. Personalmente.
Personally.
La sociedad.
The society.
No, typically, take away the.
Okay, society.
Society, yeah, yeah.
Because you said la sociedad.
Yeah, no, this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, of course, in Spanish you say la sociedad.
You use it in Spanish than we use it in English.
In English without.
Yeah.
Society.
Unless you're talking about the society in a very specific okay. one. But you're saying society in general without the article. Estabilidad.
Stability.
Now, careful of the pronunciation.
Stability.
Very good. Joven de 13 a 19 años. Or adolescente.
Teenager.
Careful of the pronunciation.
Teenager.
Yeah, teenager.
Teenager.
Teenager, with the emphasis at the beginning. Teenager.
Teenager.
And ask Ainara if she's dealing with a lot of teenagers right now.
Ainara, are you dealing with a lot of teenagers?
Now, careful of the G. Teenagers.
Teenagers.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
What's your name in English?
Julia.
Yeah, so teenagers.
Teenagers.
Yes, I am.
Very good. Ask her if she likes dealing with teenagers.
Do you like dealing with these teenagers?
Yes, I do.
Stronger with the G.
Teenagers?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I see. Very good. Okay.
I love it.
Reconocer o admitir?
To admit.
Very good. Hacer turismo? Using the verb to go. To go something.
To go on tourism.
Sightseeing?
Very good. Very good. And again?
To go sightseeing.
Very good. Nombrar?
To name.
Very good. Reflexionar?
To reflect.
Now say fleck.
Flecked.
Fleck.
Flecked.
Yes, so to reflect.
To reflect.
Very good, very good. Tunnel.
Tunnel.
Tunnel, yeah. And adinerado.
Rich or millionaire.
Now rich, yes, and there's another word beginning with a W.
Filthy rich.
Filthy rich is yeah, we say that, but it's almost, it's okay. A little bit of an insult.
Wealthy.
Yeah. Wealthy would be a typical thing to say. Okay. It's,
sorry, yes. And what about well off?
Well off is another one. Yeah. And what's the opposite of well off? That man is very well off, or that man is?
Poor? No.
Broke. Mm.
But you're also using off. You can say badly off.
Badly off.
That man is very badly off. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let's do a quick bit of translation. A qué sabe?
What does it take? What does it taste like?
Very good. ¿Cómo es John?
What is John like?
Yeah, and again?
What is John like?
Good.
What's John like?
John nunca me ha caído bien.
John has never liked me. No, I never liked John. I have never liked John.
Good, yeah. We make the same mistake in English. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Say it again.
I've never liked John.
Good. Puedes pulsar el botón que quieras.
You can push the button you want.
Very good. And que quieras?
You want to. You want.
Any.
Or whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So say it again with whatever.
You can push the button.
You can push whatever button you want. Good. Se enfadaron si pulso este?
Will they get mad if I pushed this button?
Almost.
Will they
get
mad if I pushed? If I?
Yeah. Now try it.
Will they get mad if I push this button?
Yeah. Push.
Push. Will they get mad if I push this button?
Good. Escúchame cuando te hablo.
Pay attention when I talk to you.
Very good. Or?
Hear me.
No, not hear me. No. Sorry.
Listen to me.
Yes.
Listen to me when I talk to you.
Very good. Ask her if she ever says this to her daughters.
Do you ever say that?
No. In general, do you ever say that?
Do you ever say that to your daughters?
I used to.
Not anymore.
No.
So you know you've trained them.
Now they listen
when you speak. All right, good, good. No podemos llegar a un acuerdo.
We can't reach any agreement.
Good, yep. Me han dicho que tenga cuidado.
They told me to be careful.
Almost. Me han dicho.
They've told me to be careful.
Very good. Nunca ha tenido que usar la fuerza. Sorry, nunca he tenido que usar la fuerza.
I've never had to use the force.
No, take away that.
I've never had to use force.
Good. No he tenido tiempo todavía.
I haven't had time yet.
Very good. Hemos estado fuera unos días.
We've been out some days.
Now, another way of saying out. Imagine if you're on holiday, for example.
We've been away.
Yeah.
We've been away some days.
And another way of saying unos días?
Some days.
Another way?
A few days.
Yes.
For a few days.
Good. And repeat.
We've been away for a few days.
¿Qué se ha hecho?
What have been done?
Almost. Try again.
What has been done?
Very good. No sabe nadie dónde están.
Doesn't anybody know where they are?
Very good. Esta es la última vez que le voy a hacer.
This is the last time I'm going to do it.
Very good. Se han tomado varias decisiones.
Several decisions have been made.
Very good. No ha llovido últimamente.
There hasn't rained.
No, start with it.
It hasn't rained lately.
Very good. No la he visto últimamente.
I haven't seen her lately.
Good. No la he visto desde hace 2 meses.
I haven't seen her since 2 months. I haven't seen her for 2 months.
Very good. Say it again.
I haven't seen her for 2 months.
Good. ¿Qué ha estado haciendo ella?
What has she been doing?
No tengo ni idea.
I have no idea.
Voy a ponerme en contacto con ella.
I'm going to contact her.
Good. Say it again.
I'm going to contact her, or I'm going to get in touch with her.
Yeah. Contact.
Contact.
Yeah.
I'm going to contact her.
Good. Nunca podré leer todos esos libros.
I will never be able to read all those books.
Very good. And our contract.
I'll never be able to read all those books.
Todavía me encuentro un poco cansado.
I still feel a little bit tired.
Good. And again?
I still feel a little bit tired.
Good. ¿Cómo te sentiste cuando te levantaste esta mañana?
How did you feel when you wake up?
Yeah, the verb is right, but the form is wrong. So how did you feel?
How did you feel when you got up this morning?
Good, and again?
How did you feel when...
Now, make sure you pronounce the D. How did?
How did you feel when you got up this morning?
Good. What's the difference between waking up and getting up?
When you wake up, you naturally opened your eyes.
Yeah, you open your eyes, yeah.
And when you get up, you usually get up from the seat you were sleeping.
Well, the place, yeah.
The place, yeah.
Okay, good, good. Tuve ganas de volver a la cama.
I was, I had the feeling to go back
now,
to bed.
Okay, feel is correct. Now use to feel like.
I felt like returning to bed.
Okay, all right. For a more normal way of saying it.
I felt like going back to bed.
Yes, and again?
I felt like going back to bed.
Very good. Now, let's use the verb to get. Ask Julia. I'm going to call you Julia.
Okay.
Because we want to fix this G sound. Ask Julia how long it takes her to get here every morning.
How long does it take you to get out every morning?
No, to get here.
To get here every morning.
From the beginning.
Does it take you to get here every morning?
It usually takes me like 40 or 45 minutes to get here.
Take away that like. That's very California.
Okay.
Even though I say it sometimes.
It usually takes me
About
40 or 50 or 45 minutes to get here.
Every morning.
Every morning.
And again.
It usually takes me
Now, how do you say zapato?
Zapato. Shoe.
Yeah.
Shoe.
It usually
takes me about 40 or 45 minutes to get here this morning.
Every morning.
Every morning.
One more time.
It usually takes me about 40 or 45 minutes to get here every morning.
Very good. Ask her how she gets here.
How do you get here?
I get here by metro.
Very good. Ask her where she gets on the metro.
Where do you get on the metro?
I get up? No.
I get on.
I get on Chueca Metro.
I get on at.
I get on at Chueca Metro.
Very good. And ask her where she gets off.
Where do you get off?
I get off at Tetuán Metro.
Very good.
Station.
Very good. Yeah, Tetuán Metro. Yeah, yeah. And ask Ainara how she gets here in the morning.
How do you get here in the morning?
I get here by bus.
Okay. Ask her where she gets on the bus.
Where do you get on the bus?
Say it again.
Where do you get on the bus?
I get on in Castellana.
Very good.
No. At Castellana.
On. Double on. Say it again.
I get on Castellana.
Yeah. This is the weird thing about English. And ask her where she gets off.
Where do you get off?
Say it again.
Where do you get off?
Okay.
I get off on Castellana as well.
Okay, all right, very good, very good. And ask Annette how she gets here every morning.
How do you get here every morning?
Well, I have to say by car.
Okay, ask her if she gets a parking spot easily.
Do you get a parking spot easily?
As it's so early in the morning, it's easy to get a park lot.
No, there's a difference. A parking lot is un parking. And a spot is...
No, a spot. It's easy to get a spot.
Okay, very good. And ask her how long it takes her to get home after the radio.
How long does it take you to get home after the radio?
20 minutes, 15 minutes.
It takes me
15 minutes.
Okay. And ask her what time she gets up every morning.
What time do you get up every morning?
Every morning, 5:30.
So, and the full sentence?
I get up 5:30.
I get up at...
I get up... At 5:30.
Very good. And ask her what time she gets to bed.
What time do you get to bed?
More or less after.
No, more or less, you would say about.
About.
I get to bed.
I get to bed about 12:30. 12:30.
12:30, okay. And ask her if she sleeps 5 hours every night.
Do you sleep five hours?
Do you sleep?
Do you only...
Sorry, excuse me. Ask her if she gets... Because I want to practice the verb to get. Ask her if she gets 5 hours of sleep every night.
Do you get only 5 hours of sleep every night?
Yes.
Okay. And ask her if she gets enough sleep. Ask her if she gets enough sleep.
Do you get...
No, careful, let's try
do
again.
Do you get enough sleep?
Yes, I do.
Okay, very good. Ask her why she gets up at 5:30.
Why do you get up at 5:30? Why do you get up at 5:30?
Because early birds, what's the...
What do early birds do?
We would say they catch.
Fly?
The worm.
The worm.
So, yeah.
Well, I do a lot of things at that time.
Okay.
I prepare breakfast. I listen to the Argentine radio.
Okay.
Do things I don't like to do during the day.
Okay.
So when it's 11 o'clock, I finished with all the housework you have to do every day.
Okay.
And then I'm free.
Okay. Ask her if she gets up before the birds.
Do you get up before the birds?
I think so.
Well, maybe this time of year around the
and
same
this
time.
This time of the year, it's really nice to get up
and
so
early. The air is cool.
Everything is beautiful. I prepare my mate. I drink mate every morning.
Okay, now.
It's a ritual.
Every morning?
Every morning.
Okay. Now, ask her how long it takes her to prepare mate. Because there's no word in English for mate. It's just, it's a word we have to use in English. Ask her how long it takes her to prepare mate.
How long does it take you to prepare mate?
It takes me 10 minutes.
Okay. During the World Cup, I saw a photograph one day of the Uruguayan team.
Well, they drink mate.
More than Argentinians.
They go with el termo, with the...
Oh, with the thermos or with the flask?
Yes, with the flask under their arm and the mate in the
really?
Other.
Really? In the street?
In the street. And everybody... Do you want...
Yeah. Every single... There was 25 or 30 of these guys. Every single one of them was drinking mate.
Always.
Ask me if I've ever had mate.
Have you ever had mate?
No. Can you explain?
It's an acquired taste.
Okay, very good. Can you explain? Is it bitter?
It's a bit bitter. It has a special taste. It's great.
Now ask her if people put sugar in it.
Oof. Do people put sugar in it? Do no. people put sugar in it?
That's very bad.
Okay.
It's arruinar el mate.
Okay. Now ask her where she buys the ingredients.
Where do you buy the ingredients?
At any supermarket.
Oh, really? Okay. And ask
different mark, different...
brands, different brands.
Brands.
Very good. Ask her if she had mate this morning.
Did you have mate this morning?
Of course.
And ask her if her husband has mate every morning.
Your husband...
No, does
your husband also drink mate this morning?
Of course.
Every morning. And ask her if her daughters drink mate every morning.
Do your daughters drink mate every morning?
Mate, right?
Do your daughters drink mate every morning?
Every morning.
Every morning. All right. So stay with us, folks. We'll be back with you in 4 minutes.
Descubre. Aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Hola, Marty. Vengo del futuro y es horrible. No te imaginas lo que ha pasado. Tienes que saberlo.
¿Qué pasa, Doc? ¿Son mis hijos?
No, no es eso. Es que he estado en 2019 y todavía no te has puesto con el inglés. Sigues teniendo el mismo nivel bajo que tienes ahora.
Si sigues dejando lo del inglés para mañana, es posible que nunca llegues a mejorar. Ahora es el momento perfecto. Descubre el método Vaughan y cambia tu futuro. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés gracias a unos profesores que te apoyan y te motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al mañana me pongo con Vaughan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Haciendo el check-in. Hola, ¿podría ayudarme, por favor?
Hi, can you help me, please?
Necesito su pasaporte y tarjeta de embarque, por favor.
I need your passport and boarding pass, please.
¿A dónde vuela?
Where are you flying to?
¿Cuántas maletas va a facturar?
How many suitcases are you checking in?
¿Tiene equipaje de mano?
Do you have any hand luggage?
¿Puedo llevar esto conmigo o tengo que facturarlo?
Can I take this with me or do I need to check it in?
¿Prefiere ventanilla o pasillo?
Do you prefer a window or an aisle seat?
Prefiero ventanilla, por favor.
I would like a window seat, please.
¿Cuánto dura el vuelo?
How long is the flight?
¿El vuelo va con retraso?
Is the flight delayed?
¿Cuánto retraso tiene el vuelo?
What's the delay on the flight?
Busques lo que busques, tenemos un curso y un profe para ti. Prueba nuestro buscador de cursos en grupovaughan.com o llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ofreceremos una solución que se adapte a tus necesidades. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Every year, 200,000 new people enter the labor market looking for their first job. Are you one of them right now? Will you be one of them next year? How's your English? If it's not peachy keen, if it's not fine and dandy, if it's not far out fantastic, if it's not drop dead stunning, then you have a problem, my friend. You need to do something and fast.
Do you really expect to move up and get ahead in this cutthroat world without English? Are you a starry-eyed dreamer or what? Come see us at Vaughan and let us show you what the Master English Professional can do for you. Our MIP will set you up to impress. We'll groom you to shine. We'll place you at the starting line, ahead of all the rest. The Master Professional English, Vaughan Systems. Come and see us.
All right, it's time. The kids must be outside already, so let's open the door. Whoa, these kids are crazy.
Este curso tus hijos se volverán locos por el inglés. Tráelos a nuestro Club Junior y vendrán a clase locos de contentos. En el Club Junior aprenden inglés mientras se divierten. Infórmate sobre las clases de nuestro Club Junior en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugam.com.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Welcome back to the program, and we're going to resume our conversation about Matte in a few minutes. But during the break, there was an ad with some words of Richard Vaughan that reminds me of something very important. Ask me if we teach English at Vaughan Systems.
Do you teach English at Vaughan Systems?
No, we don't.
No?
No. No.
What do we do?
What do we do? Well, we don't teach. We coach people. But most of all, we solve problems people have with the English language. So people come to us and they say, there are 35 people in my company and they need to use English for work. And we say, we need some, and they'll say, we need some classes. And we say, no, you don't need some classes. You need a solution. We're going to give you the solution, but we'll design it for you. Because there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of English teachers in Spain, but there are very few English coaches and English and solution makers. And there's a very interesting guy. He's a young New Zealander. I don't think he's even 30 years of age, and he's already a multimillionaire. His name is Sam Ovens. And to sum up, one of his theories is that he does the opposite of everything. So he says, if I see everybody doing something, I assume that it's bad and I don't do it. If I see nobody doing something, I assume that it's good and I do it. So he says everybody follows the main stream. For example, a recent example I saw was during the World Cup, the manager of the English team, who's a good guy called Gareth Southgate, he wore a waistcoat on the sideline. How do you say waistcoat?
Chaleco.
Yeah, he's very elegant.
Yeah.
And of course, what happens? Everybody in England starts to wear waistcoats. It's like, are we sheep or are we human beings? Come on.
Yes.
Decide something for yourself. And this happens, I think, more than ever now because of social media, and actually puts a lot of pressure on kids, on teenagers. Teenage boys and teenage girls, is you have to be very much in the mainstream. Okay, much more than when I was 15 or 16, when if you listened to music that was different to other people, it was okay. Now you have to be part of the mainstream. So this guy's theory
because
is
media is stronger than
anything. Yeah, it's really strong now. So this guy Sam Ovens, how do you say Ovens in Spanish?
Ornos.
Yeah, Sam Ornos, right? Samuel Ornos. So I said he's a young New Zealander, and he said when he was growing up, everyone said you have to get go to university, you have to get a job, you have to buy a house, do all the things everybody else did.
To plant a tree.
No, he didn't mention that, but that's good. So he said, I tried these things, and he said, it didn't work for me. So I did the opposite of what people said. But he said, as a company, if you solve people's problems, you will always be in business. Because there are hundreds and thousands of English teaching companies in Spain, but there's only one that can solve your problems, and that's us. Ask me how we solve the problems.
How do you solve the problems?
Because we send them a coach. We don't send them a teacher. We send them someone to assess their problems with the English language, and then they go and they coach them. They don't teach them. And this is the solution. So back to Matte. Now, ask her when she last went without Matte.
When did you last go without Matte?
Last weekend. I was at the wedding.
Okay.
And I had no Matte.
Now ask her if she got upset.
Did you get upset?
No, I didn't.
Okay, ask her how many days she went without Matti.
How many days were you without...
Did you go?
How many days did you go without Matti?
2 days.
2 days. Ask her if it was difficult.
It was difficult?
No, question.
Was it difficult?
No, it wasn't.
No, okay, difficult.
Was it difficult?
Very good.
No, it wasn't, because if you know, you return.
You know that you can come back
yes.
to it.
Yes.
Now ask her who drinks more Matti, her or her husband?
Who drinks more Matti, you or your husband?
Both of us.
The same?
The same.
And ask her which of her daughters drinks more Matti, or the same?
Which of your daughters drink more Matti? Which of your daughters drinks more Matti?
Mercedes, the younger one.
Yeah, when it's two, the younger. If there were three, you'd say the youngest. Now ask her why Mercedes drinks more than?
Sophia.
I don't think I've ever met Sophia.
No. Not never.
Ask her why Mercedes drinks more Matti than Sophia.
Why does Mercedes drink more Matti than Sophia?
Because Sophia is not studying anymore, but now I have heard she drinks in the morning.
Okay. Now she drinks Matti in the morning.
She drinks yeah. Matti in the morning. Yeah.
Because if you say someone drinks in the morning, for me it means...
Matti.
Yeah. Now, in my house... of my sisters, the one who drinks the most tea is the youngest one. So maybe it's something with the youngest ones of the of the family. Ask me how many cups of tea my youngest sister drinks every day.
How many cups of tea your young...
Start again.
How many cups of tea your youngest...
How many cups of tea does your sister...
Yeah, youngest sister drink.
Does your younger sister drink?
Youngest.
How many cups of tea does your youngest sister drink?
How many cups of tea does your youngest sister
now
drink?
Now try young. E-young.
Young.
Yeah.
How many cups of tea does your youngest and sister drink?
I think she drinks maybe 2 pints of tea every day. all the time. All
what
the time.
Are 2 pints?
One pint is 567 milliliters. So it's a little bit more than half a liter. So she drinks more than a liter of tea every day. Oh, much more. She drinks tea all the time. Yeah.
And can you dip a biscuit in the tea?
No, she does. And we have a special word in English for this, which is to dunk.
Dunk.
Yeah. I can't do this.
And no, did your mother accept that?
The dunking?
Yes.
At the beginning, no, and then she gave up. Yeah. Some things they're strict about, and then after a while they say, ah.
Yes.
You're old enough. Do what you want. Now we're going to practice something we've done many times before. So and such. So for example, I'll say, I can't touch the ceiling because it's too high. So, and I want you to say the ceiling. How do you say ceiling in Spanish?
Techo.
Yeah. The ceiling is so high, I can't touch it. Oh. And with such, it's such a high ceiling, I can't touch it. So I can't touch the ceiling because it's too high. So.
So
the ceiling?
The ceiling is such... The ceiling is so high. The ceiling is so high, I can't touch it.
Good. Such.
It's such a high ceiling that I can't touch it.
Good. Longer with the E. Ceiling.
It's such a high ceiling that I can't touch it.
Good. How do you say foca in English?
Seal.
Yeah.
It's such a high ceiling that I can't touch it.
Good. The plate is too hot to handle, so.
The plate is so hot that I can't handle.
It. Good. And again?
It's so hot.
No. Careful.
The plate?
Yeah.
Is. So hot that I can't handle it.
Handle it. Yeah. How do you say handle in that case in Spanish? To handle.
Manejar, tocarlo.
Manejarlo es correcto.
Yeah. What did you say? Sorry.
Manejar es la traducción más correcta, pero en este caso es cogerlo.
Okay. Yeah.
The plate is so hot that I can handle it.
Good. One more time. Careful of the pronunciation of that.
The plate is so hot. That I can't handle it.
Good. Such.
It's such a hot plate that I can't handle it.
Good. The man was very old. He couldn't walk. So.
He was so old. The man was so old that he couldn't walk.
Good. Such.
He was such an old man that he couldn't walk.
Good. The day is too cold for us to play golf. Such.
It's such a cold day that we can't play golf.
So.
The day is so cold that we can't play.
Golf.
Yeah, again.
The day is so...
Now, careful of the pronunciation. The.
The day is so cold that we can't play golf.
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 Yeah, golf. Golf. How do you say golf in Spanish?
Golf.
Golf, yeah. So golf. It's like gol. Golf.
Golf.
Golf. The runner is too slow to win the race, so...
The runner is so slow that he can win the race.
Good. Such.
He's such a slow man.
Slow runner.
He's such a slow...
Runner?
He's such a slow runner that he can't...
Win the race. One more time.
He's such a slow runner that he can't win the race.
Good. How do you say running in Spanish? What do you say here?
Running.
Yeah. What did people used to say?
Hacer yoga.
Salir a correr.
Something else. When I came here first, people would say footing.
Footing.
Yeah, but they don't say it anymore. Yeah.
No, it's true.
Ask me if you can say footing in English.
Can you say footing in English?
Yeah, but it's a different meaning. Yeah. You would say to be on a good... This company is on a good... If I say this company is on a good footing, what does that mean?
Que va por buen camino.
Yeah. Okay. And there's another one, which is used, I would say, only in Ireland. So in Ireland, we have places that we call bogs. These are typically in the west of the country. And a bog is a place where you have what you call turba. Turba?
It's a kind of vegetation.
Bio tierra.
Yes. Yeah. It's very black soil.
Yes.
And it tends to be very, very wet. So we cut this, we dry it, and we burn it. And so do parts of Scotland. And for example, in the manufacture of Scottish, in the distillation of Scottish whiskey, they use this, which gives Scotch whiskey its distinct taste. We don't use that in Ireland, but we do burn it. So if you go to the west of Ireland and you're walking down a country road and you're passing a house and there's a fire inside the house with smoke coming from the chimney, you get this very sweet smell, which we really like. So you cut it. You cut it with a kind of shovel. How do you say shovel?
Pala?
Yeah. This is a very specific shovel that we call a slan. Okay, well, it's from a Gaelic word. And the action of cutting it is called footing turf, because you put the shovel in the ground and you press it into the ground with your foot. If you do it traditionally, this has changed. If you do this with your right foot, you're a Catholic. If you do it with your left foot, you're a Protestant. So sometimes, a long time ago, people would call the Protestants lefties, because they used, for some reason, their shovel, they use it with the left foot. That's not the case anymore. So why was I talking? Footing. Yeah. Footing. So people here, when I came to Spain first, people would say, ah, sí, está haciendo footing. But now they don't say it anymore.
But how do you call these things you told us? Bugs?
Bogs.
Bogs.
Oh. B-O-G. B-O-G. A bog. Which means a place where there's a lot of water in the ground. Yeah. And you have this soil that is turba or turf or peat. P-E-A-T. All right.
That reminds me of phrasal verbs with bog. To be bogged down?
Yes, to be bogged down.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because what it means is, because this soil is so wet, that if, for example, even if you bring a tractor in there, the tractor can get bogged down. Now, how do you say that in Spanish?
Quedarse atrapado.
Yeah, so they have to get another tractor to bring it to pull it out, or you get bogged down in something. You get bogged down in a project, for example.
But does it go down and down and down and down?
Ooh,
no.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's tierras movedizas. No.
No. Very often they find things in there like that are very well preserved, because the soil preserves things. Mm-hmm. So, for example, when I was a kid in about 1984, 1985, because Ireland had some of the first monastic settlements in all of Europe in about the 6th century. These were schools. And the monks wrote versions of the Bible using very intricate calligraphy. How do you say calligraphy in Spanish?
Calligraphia.
Yeah. And they also made things like chalices. What's a chalice in Spanish?
Caliz.
Yes. Yeah. Very elaborate chalices. So when I was about 14 or 15, there was a big controversy because a man and his son were searching in a bog with metal detectors. And they found this chalice from the 6th century. And of course, it was priceless. How do you say priceless?
Es, no, sin precio.
Yeah. And they wanted to get rewarded. And this, and we have a law in Ireland and in many countries, which is called treasure trove.
Se queda para el Estado.
Yes. So for something of historical value, you get nothing. And of course, the man was very angry, but they said, well, sorry, that's the law of the state. You were lucky to find it. Thank you very much. and that's it. But it preserves things perfectly. Almost perfectly. Yeah. So the man is too fat to get into the car. So
he's so fat that he can't get into the car.
Very good. Such.
He's such a fat man that he cannot get into the car.
Good, and I use can't.
He's such a fat man that he can't get into the car.
Good. The man is too short to play basketball, so.
He's so short that he can't play basketball.
Now, try again.
He's so short that he can't play basketball.
Very good. Such.
He's such a short man that he can't play basketball.
Very good. The exam is too long for me to finish on time, so.
The exam is so long that I can't finish on time.
Very good. Such.
It's such a long exam that I can't finish it on time.
Good. Now, how do you say huevos in English?
Eggs.
An examine?
Exam.
Yeah, eggs, like eggs, am. Exam.
Exam.
Yeah.
It's such a long exam that I can't finish it on time.
Good. The steak is too tough for me to eat. So, how do you say steak in Spanish?
Filete.
Yeah.
Filete.
And because people say stick, but it's steak.
Steak.
Yeah. So the steak is too tough for me to eat. So.
The steak is so tough, I can eat it.
Good. More tea in the can't.
The steak is so tough, I can't eat it.
Very good. Such.
It's such a tough steak that I can eat it.
Now, more tea in the can't, because otherwise it sounds positive.
It's such a tough steak that I can't eat it.
Very good. Ask Inara if she had any, oh no, I don't think you did, if she had any English teachers in the masters.
Do you have any?
In the past.
Did you have any English teachers in the classes?
In the masters.
In the masters?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you had Irish, American, Irish and two Americans.
Yes.
Yeah, because, for example, people from the south of England, they say can, and in the negative they say can't. But the rest of us say can and can't. So very often, even we on the telephone to each other, I say, hey, I speak to my friend Dan. Hey, Dan, can you come out tomorrow night? And he says, I can come out tomorrow night. And I say, did you say can or can't? So very important you pronounce the T. So the steak is too tough for me to eat. So
the steak is so tough that I can't eat it.
Good. And tough. What does tough mean in terms of a steak? How would you say it in Spanish?
Duro.
Yeah. So we say tough for meat, not hard. And with such.
It's such a tough steak, I can't eat it.
Good. The movie was very bad, I left in the middle, so.
The movie was so bad that I left it in the middle.
And take away the it.
The movie was so bad that I left it in the, no?
You don't need it. You can use it, but it's not necessary. So take away the it.
The movie was so bad, I left it in the middle.
You don't need the it. So try it.
The movie was so bad that I left in the middle.
Ah, I left in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. The movie was so bad that I left in the middle.
Very good. Such.
It was such a bad movie that I left in the middle.
Very good. What's another way of saying movie?
Film.
Good. Another one.
Pictures.
Good. Another one.
Flicks.
You can say the flicks. People don't say it anymore. Maybe in the 70s they would have said the flicks. Yeah. The meeting was very boring. I fell asleep. So.
The meeting was so boring that I fell asleep.
Say it again.
The meeting was so boring that I felt that I fell asleep.
Yeah, I fell asleep. Very good. Such.
It was such a boring meeting. I fell asleep.
Good. The bed was very hard. I couldn't sleep on it. such?
It was such a hard bed that I couldn't sleep on it.
Very good. And so?
The bed was so hard I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep in it.
The bed was so hard that I couldn't sleep on it.
Sleep. Make it longer. Sleep. And how do you say techo?
Ceiling.
And how do you say foca?
Seal.
And how do you say dormir?
To sleep.
Yeah. So the bed was very hard. I couldn't sleep on it. Such.
It was such a hard bed that I couldn't sleep on it.
Good. And again?
It was such a hard bed that I couldn't sleep on it.
Good. What's the difference between sleeping on a bed and sleeping in a bed? There's a tiny difference.
When you are sleeping on the bed, you are over the mattress. And if you are in,
No.
If
in
you
both
are
cases,
in,
you're on top of the mattress.
Yeah, but if you are...
How do you say ropa de cama?
Bed linen
is specifically the sheets, but you can say bed clothes, which is everything. The sheets and clothes. The quilt.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say quilt?
Quilt. Edredon? No.
Say it again.
Edredon?
Edredon, yeah. So if you're under them, you're in the bed.
Yes.
Uh-huh. If you're on top, maybe having a siesta, you're yes. on. So there's a tiny difference. Russian is very difficult. It took me 5 years to learn it. So...
It was so... No. Russian was so
no,
difficult.
Present tense.
Russian is so difficult that it...
Yeah, the first part is present, the last part is past.
Yes, that it was difficult.
No, Russian is very difficult. It took me 5 years to learn it.
Russian is so difficult that it took me 5 years to learn it.
Good, and again.
Russian is so difficult that it took me 5 years to learn it. Five years is very...
Little time, yeah, for Russian, yeah, yeah. No, it depends. I'm sure that if one of us, for example, was sent to live in a rural Siberian village with no telephone, no television, nothing, I'm sure in 5 years we would understand Russian perfectly. Maybe we wouldn't speak it perfectly, but we'd understand. Yeah. Such.
Russian is such a difficult language. It took me 10 years to learn it.
No, not that long, 5.
Russian is such a difficult language. It took me 5 years to learn it.
Very good. The water was extremely cold. I couldn't swim in it, so?
The water was so cold that I couldn't swim in it. Swimming in it. Swimming in it.
Swim in it.
Swim in it.
Yeah, the infinitive. Swim in it.
The water was so cold that I couldn't swim in it.
Good. Such.
The water...
No, this is a strange one. You have to start it with it.
It's such a...
It was?
It was such a cold water.
Now, can you count water?
No. It was...
It was?
It was such cold water...
Yeah.
...that I couldn't swim in it.
Good. Say it again.
It's what?
No.
No. Oh, wait. It was such cold water that I couldn't swim in it.
Good, good. Now ask her where she got her accent from.
Where did you get your accent from?
Yep.
I don't know.
Now ask her if she's ever lived in England.
Have you ever lived in England?
Yes, indeed. I spent one academic year, but in Ireland.
Ah, in my country.
Yeah.
But you have an English accent. Ask her where in Ireland she was.
Where in Ireland were you?
Very good.
I was in a part near Dublin. It was like a urbanización.
You would say a housing estate.
Yeah. I was in a housing estate called Baldoyle.
Baldoyle. Really? To the
yeah.
north of Dublin. Okay. And ask her how long she spent there.
How long did you spend there?
I spent...
Ice. How do you say yellow?
Ice.
Yeah, I spent.
I spent 1 year.
Okay, I spent one... Now, you have to qualify. You have to say, I spent 1 year there or here.
I spent 1 year there.
Good. Ask her if she lived with a family.
Did you live with a family?
Yes, I lived with a wonderful host woman.
Oh, yeah. Just a lady, not...
Yeah, just a lady.
Just one person.
One person and with her dog.
And with her dog, okay. And ask her if she found it easy to understand the lady.
Did you find easy to understand?
No, start again.
Did you find easily Did you find it?
Did you find it?
Is it to understand?
No, make that E longer. Easy. Did you find it easy?
Did you find it easy to understand the woman?
No, this is a really important thing. The people who do this in English, the native speakers who do this best in English, are West Coast Americans, which makes them easy to understand because they speak slowly and they draw out their vowels. How do you say to draw out in Spanish?
So they say,
hey, hey, man. It's very easy. So they speak slowly. It's very easy to understand them. So make it a bit longer.
Okay.
Did you find it easy to understand her?
Did you find it easy to understand her?
At the beginning, I didn't, but because I was only 15 years old, so I wasn't get used to the English sounds.
No, I wasn't used to.
I wasn't used to English sounds.
Ask her if she went to school there.
Did you go to school there?
Yes, I went to a only girls' school.
A girls' only school. Yeah, a girls' only school. Ask her what the name of the school is.
What's the name of the school?
The school's name was St. Mary's.
St. Mary's. Ask her if she was taught by nuns.
Were you taught by nuns?
Yes.
Ask her if they were strict.
Were they strict?
They were really strict because...
Careful of your pronunciation. They were really strict.
They were really strict because when I was passing along the corridors... And if I didn't put correctly in my tie...
Okay, if you didn't have your tie on correctly, yeah?
they tell me off.
They told me off.
They told me off.
Very good, very good. Okay, that's it for today, folks. Thank you very much to everybody, and I will see you again tomorrow. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Tus hijos aprendan inglés de manera entretenida con una colección de películas que hemos realizado con la colaboración de 20th Century Fox. Una serie de películas para que tus hijos